Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
So according to data that I collected,
good job.
Thank you. I collected it by going through the numbers and counting and adding. I did the arithmetic.
I did math.
So I came to the conclusion that Sweden, which has a population of approximately 10.2 million, that did not go through lockdowns, they have in the month of September had 27 deaths, which as of the 19th, which was yesterday, that puts it at about 1.4 deaths per day. New Jersey, which has a lower population of 8.8 million, has had 101 deaths from coronavirus in September, which puts them at about 5.3 per day. The difference being that New Jersey has been on extreme draconian lockdown mandates for months, and Sweden has not. What do you think? Do you think Sweden's winning?
Well, clearly. Based on your numbers.
Based on my numbers, and these are my numbers. Good.
Sure. Yeah. In the month of September, Sweden has had a total of 27 coronavirus deaths, approximately 1.4 deaths per day. They did not go into massive lockdown mode like most of the rest of the world. By comparison, New Jersey, with around 1.4 million fewer people, has been in some of the most draconian lockdown conditions for months. In September, New Jersey has had 101 coronavirus deaths, or approximately 5.3 per day. Sweden has effectively defeated COVID-19. They have reached a state of approximately 25% antibody rate for their population, which seems to be the cap. Unlike other diseases, COVID-19 is often fought off by healthy bodies so quickly that antibody accumulation never happens. In other words, there are many who catch it and beat it without even noticing they were sick. The only real lockdown Sweden mandated was for large gathering to be limited. Otherwise, there have been no masks or social distancing mandates, no businesses forced to be shut down, and no schools closed. They went about their business as usual with precautions recommended to citizens. Recommended, by the way. So they did not do everything perfectly. Their lack of precautions for the elderly caused spikes in deaths from mid-April to early May. But since then they have been on a steady decline in the number of COVID-19 deaths. But even Sweden's spike was small when compared to the lockdown states in America. Sweden's heaviest death toll day was April 15th, with 115 reported coronavirus deaths. Smaller New Jersey, deep in the middle of their lockdown, had a high of 519 deaths on April 30th. So do you think that not being forced to lock everything down had something to do with it?
I think it did. I think that the lockdowns are a mess. I think that the face mask mandates are a mess. They're a contradiction. They make no sense.
They don't.
Okay. It's like on one hand they say face masks work. On the other hand, they say, you know, with all these face masks, we're still spreading the disease. So what the heck's going on? What was supposed to be 15 days to slow the spread has turned into, you know, I guess their definition of days comes from 2 Peter's definition of a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord or something like that. Because
it's 1,500 days.
Yeah. I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
More people are dying. I guarantee you this. More people are dying from the effects of the lockdown than from the coronavirus directly itself. I am certain of this. I know there's no statistics. You can't find them. They're not out there.
Well, not to mention that because it's now has been prolonged to this point, this is going to have a very long-lasting mental impact on psychological impact on the country. We're not talking about people just going back about their normal business and carrying on and say, oh, I'm glad that is over. It's more like, okay, now how do we function? And now we have to get over this depression. A lot of people have depression, don't realize it. A lot of people are going through so many things and they don't even realize now at this point that it's actually because of COVID-19. Now it's more like, this is the new normal. This is what we have to get used to. Oh, great. So it has affected this country psychologically, and I don't think we're going to get over it. Even if the lockdowns ended, you know, at the end of this month or tomorrow, this psychological impact is going to last for a long time. And
perhaps indefinitely.
Indefinitely, yeah. So it's a really bad situation, and it has to end very soon.
I mean, Sweden is a, I guess you can call it socialist light, mm-hmm. in a way. I would still consider moving there at this point. I know that sounds yeah. bad. Maybe not moving. I couldn't imagine.
Just, you know.
I heard the food wasn't very good there. Did you hear that?
I didn't.
I heard the food was very bland.
Anyway, so the point is that, yeah, we need to lock this. We need to lock this down. We need to get this locked down.
Watch your mouth.
I meant to say, we need to
button this up.
Lock down the lockdown. No, we need to make sure that... I mean, what can we do? What do you think we can do?
We got to pray, number one. Mm-hmm. We got to start fighting back. We've been, you know, the problem is we started fighting back in March and April and yeah. May. Okay, there was a lot of protests. They kind of started dying down when it's like, okay, we're going to relieve the restrictions. We're going to open up the economy a little bit. Okay, so they placated us and we bought into it. It's now almost the end of September. In most cities and most states aren't completely open back up. Oh, and you can have 25%. Did you hear the Nashville story?
The Nashville story? Oh, yeah. Of course. Who didn't? And just in case you haven't, let's recap.
Okay.
Because this is a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, also, you're asking me to recap.
Yeah.
So the Nashville emails were leaked last week. And it showed the mayor's office going back and forth with, I believe it was their health and human or health department or whatever in Nashville. They were basically, they showed back in June, I believe, that there had only been 22 confirmed cases of coronavirus that had come from restaurants and bars.
They had done contact tracing.
Yeah.
Just sort of a trial run type thing to see how many people were getting infected.
Nursing homes were loaded. Mm-hmm. Construction, oddly enough, construction jobs. There was a lot of loaded, there were a lot of cases there. Restaurants, bars, nothing, very little.
Right.
By July, it was around 80 total cases that could be attributed to contact at restaurants. And yet they shut them down.
Do you know how many bars and restaurants are in Nashville?
More than 80, probably.
Oh, there's a lot. And obviously, because it's a tourist town. Mm-hmm. It's a big city. Well, you know, it's a jumping city. Really, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge, huge revelation, because they have been telling us that bars and restaurants and salons, these are where a lot of breakouts happened, and this is where a lot of people
super
became
spreaders.
Super spreaders. Yeah, super spreaders. Well, if you look at the Nashville numbers, that's not the case.
No.
And I'm sure it was very similar in almost all of the big cities with lots of bars and restaurants it had to be.
And they know
the biggest spreaders were where the especially the Democratic governors who didn't make sure that the elderly were protected, they were spread in nursing homes. This is where 40% of the COVID deaths, the total COVID deaths in this country, 40% were because of those deaths in those Democrat states where they didn't properly shut down the nursing homes. Okay.
New York,
four specifically, but New York and New Jersey were two of them. And those four governors are literally responsible for 40% of the deaths, total deaths in this country from COVID-19.
They say it's Trump's fault.
Oh, well, if you listen to Cuomo, I mean, he's awesome.
He's done an amazing job. Don't call it the Chinese virus.
Any deaths that happened were because of Trump.
It's the European virus.
Huh? Oh, yes, that's right. It's Trump's fault because he didn't lock down the flights coming in and out of Europe. And this virus that the New Yorkers, they didn't get the one that started in Wuhan. They got the one that started in Europe, who got the one that started in Wuhan. But anyway, moving on. Oh my gosh.
Let's not move on because I don't want to, I'm done. I want 2020 to end. I want it to end quickly. Did you hear, by the way, that there's now such an uptick in oat milk that they say that dairy is in jeopardy?
What?
The dairy industry is in jeopardy because oat milk.
Have you guys seen the commercial for the oat milk?
Oh, gosh, no.
It looks amazing. It's just this guy at a, it looks like a barista or somebody. I don't know. Anyway, he's, I think he's making coffee or something. I don't even know. All I can remember seeing is this guy taking this oat milk jug and drinking it like it was like the last thing on earth that he could drink. And that's all there is. That's just him drinking the commercial. And I will tell you that it is incredibly effective because it does sound and looks like it's so refreshing.
I don't want oat milk. Don't you ever buy oat milk?
Because you look at it and it says oat milk and you're like, wow, is it that good?
No, it's terrible. And stop watching television.
It was on the computer.
Boycott NFL, cancel Netflix, and don't drink oat milk. Actually, I have no political or...
Well, if you want to hear an interesting... Denise over at NOQ Report had a really good write-up. She actually had to watch Cuties and to investigate and to report for people that, you know, wanted to really find out what's going on, but don't want to, you know, be subjected to that crap. She's done this before. She's had, it's something that you have to do. Sometimes we've done the same thing where we had to watch something that wasn't exactly our cup of tea, but we did it for investigation purposes.
Just like last night, we watched this movie with...
Anyway, so Denise wrote this great article.
Idris Elba.
Yeah. What's her last name? I can't remember. Denise...
Or, McAllister. Denise McAllister.
Yeah, of course. I kept thinking McDonald. Denise McAllister wrote this great article, and she tells you exactly... She breaks down the movie and her opinion on it and does a great job on that. So if you want to check that out, I was really... interested in.
I actually haven't read it yet.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
I am. Poor editor. All right.
Yeah, no. Denise did a great job. So check that out in OQ Report.